young and middle-aged women have a harder time recovering after a heart attack. Dr. Payman Saltani, did I get that right?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. A cardiologist with River to River Heart Group in Marion has looked into this research, and you can provide a little bit more detail for us then.
Sure. Numerous studies in the older population aged greater than 55 has shown the strong link between the stress and increased incidence of the coronary artery disease, heart attack, and having a poor outcome after heart attack. However, little was known about the effect of stress in a younger population, age 18 to 55, particularly in younger women. In a recent study published by the Shu and colleagues from the Yale University, they analyzed the data of the 3,600 patients aged 18 to 55 who presented with a heart attack, and the results was very interesting. They found women reported a higher level of the self-perceived stress. A month after heart attack, women had a worse recovery from their heart attack by having more symptoms, being less functional, and have a less quality of life. So this is the first time that we have a data suggesting that younger women are dealing with greater amount of stress in their life, and the stress is having a negative impact in their health outcome, particularly recovery from the heart attack.
Are there main culprits for this stress? Are there some common ones that the research found?
Yes. They found that women were more stressed than men due to the caregiving demands, effect of family problems, and also limited finances.
Sure. And I guess, are there any warning signs of a heart attack specific to women that maybe differ from men?
Women will have a warning sign of the heart attack similar to the men. Majority of cases, like a classic chest pain that radiates to her arm, jaw, back, and the last few minutes, and waxen veins. However, we see that women are more likely than men to have non-classic symptoms of heart disease, such as just simple fatigue, shortness of breath, you know, nausea, vomiting, feeling just abdominal pain, or what they call it basically, epigastric pain. So these are the non-classic symptoms that we see with women particularly.
And I guess the big question is, how can women lower their stress levels?
The main thing is maintaining the positive attitude, along with exercise, eating healthy, not smoking, getting adequate amount of sleep, and also having a strong social and family support, and learning relaxation techniques will help with dealing with the stress.
Good message for both males and females.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for stopping
by. Thanks for having us.